I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a North Slope tribe hosts a first-of-its-kind Arctic Emergency Disaster Course, and tribal leaders raise concerns about impacts of the federal government shutdown. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A tribe on Alaska's North Slope recently hosted an emergency management course in Utqiagvik. Organizers say it's the first for a tribe in Alaska and part of an effort to bolster coordination between communities in the Arctic during disasters. The Alaska Desk's Ayona Niden reports. The Indian Health Service is operating as business as usual during the federal government shutdown, which started Wednesday. The IHS says it has received advanced appropriations. Tribal leaders from across the country have been raising concerns about the shutdown. This week, President Thora Walsh Padilla of the Mescalero Apache tribe in New Mexico updated her community in a social media post, saying health services are operating normally, but says she's concerned about other federal programs, including Medicaid, food stamps, and Social Security, but assures the community the tribe continues its work. The National Congress of American Indians is also raising concerns about the government shutdown and has posted a resources page online for tribes. Governor Stephen Ro Lewis of the Gila River Indian Community in Arizona sending his condolences on behalf of the tribe to the family, colleagues, and friends of Dr. Jane Goodall. The well-known primatologist passed away this week at age 91. She spent time on the Gila River Indian Reservation on Earth Day. Lewis says she reached out to young people. Lewis says the tribe looks forward to carrying on her legacy of conservation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.